on your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device. AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us here on AgriTalk. Davis Michelson is in for the conversation as well.
Yeah, buddy.
And joining us now, Jim Mintert, ag economist there at Purdue University and the director for the Center of Commercial Ag at Purdue, joins us right now. Jim, welcome back. Good to talk with you again. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Chip, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners as well.
All right. Yeah, we had a conversation last week. You've got a big, the top farmer conference is coming up on Friday, right? Is there still time to get signed up for that?
There is opportunities to still sign up, especially for the virtual option, because you can come in person here in West Lafayette, just a few miles from the West Lafayette Purdue campus. And we also have an option for Zoom. So if you are a little too far away or it's too inconvenient to come to West Lafayette, you can catch the conference by way of Zoom. And the easiest way to find us is in your favorite search engine. Just search for Purdue Center for Commercial Ag, and it'll be right there on the front page.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it right now, as a matter of fact. So, okay, December, the Ag Economy Barometer, which, of course, Purdue does with the CME Group. It was a big move, but it's not all that unusual to see some choppiness in the overall index, is there?
No, the index can be somewhat choppy, although it was a pretty good move. And, I guess there's two ways of looking at it. One, it was a big up move after pretty much of a down year. And then the second thing is, relative to where we were a little over a year ago, we're still well below that. So people are not overly optimistic, but they a little bit of a bounce there. And, I don't know about you, Chip, but this time of year, I think people, starting in early November, maybe mid-November going forward, what do? You start thinking about where you're at from an income standpoint. You visit with your CPA, start doing some tax planning. And I think a lot of people were doing that between the time we did our November survey and the time we did our December survey. And what they realized was 2022 was a much better year than they thought.
Yep.
And so I think that really probably accounts for a good bit, maybe all of the increase that we saw. It's just the recognition that despite all the negativity with respect to cost, the year turned out okay.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think there's, it was a realization survey. Yeah. You know what? Things weren't quite as bad as what I thought they were. Things are feeling pretty good. I feel all right as we get into the year ahead. One thing that I did take note of, though, is we were right on the edge, knocking on the door of dipping under 100 on that index, and boom, a big pop up from it. The timing of the move as it relates to 100 on the index, I think, is noteworthy as well.
Well, yeah, I think if you think about it from a longer term standpoint, it says people are more optimistic than they were during the time when we computed the base for the index, which was that late 2015, early 2016 timeframe. And boy, if you look at net farm income for 2022 and compare it to that 2015, 2016 era, we are way better off. And I think, there's kind of an understatement here for a lot of folks, from a lot of crop farmers. 2022 is the best year that they've probably had in a long, long time when they sit down and do the analysis.
Right.
Jim, when we talk about them sort of looking backward on 2022, I'm going straight to the Farmland Values Expectations Index, both the short term and long term, softer on the month. Can we take that as an indication of perceptions of future financial conditions, that those values are expected to be lower?
Well, I think, first of all, let's talk about the index itself and what it really means. I think there's a little bit of confusion sometimes. If that index for short-term farmland or long-term is above 100, that's still an optimistic viewpoint. But what's taken place with both of those indices over the last roughly 12 months is people are less optimistic in, for example, December of 2022 than they were in December of 2021. But they're still relatively optimistic. But when you start looking at the raw responses, that's where I think the story that you're trying to get at is starting to show up a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you look at the raw responses to that question, which was to ask people, what do you think is going to happen to farmland values over the next 12 months? In the case of the long-term index, the next 5 years, the percentage of people that think farmland prices could go down over the next, say, 12 months has been increasing. It's still small. I want to emphasize that it's still a small number. But if you look at the change, a year ago, only 6% of the people in the survey said they thought farmland values could decline over the next 12 months. This month, that shifted. It was up to 15%.
Yeah.
And if you look at the chart, it's been that percentage has been trending up over the course of 2022. And at the same time, the percentage of people expecting higher farmland values has been coming down. So overall, there's still optimism out there, but less optimism than a year ago. And if I had to guess, Davis, looking ahead 12 more months, I think we'll see even more negativity show up over the next 12 months.
You know, and I think the question about how many of you expect values to rise, that's a significant move to me, because it was at 59%. It's now at 39%. So it was more than half. Now it's less than half.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of those obviously shifted into the no change category, which we have kind of omit from that chart. But and that kind of gets at this idea. It's still an optimistic index reading, but just less optimistic than it was a year ago. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. We're sitting here at record high prices.
Yeah.
And I think people are asking themselves, how much longer can this go on? You know, based on recent auction results, maybe a while longer, but not forever.
Right. Right. Another area where I think there's some cautiousness being expressed is in that Farm Capital Investment Index. Yes, it was higher up and all the way up to 40 on making some of those investments. What's your take there?
Well, the Farm Capital Investment Index, I think, is a little bit concerning in terms of what it really captures. I think what people are telling us is this is not a good time to make large investments because you can't get a good deal. That's not the same thing as saying I won't step out and buy a tractor or a combine. That's become increasingly clear as we look at both the sales data coming out of, for example, the Equipment Manufacturers Association, as well as other data around with respect to, for example, machine repeats data on farm auction sales. So when you look at it from that standpoint, people are still willing to make investments. They just don't think they can get a good deal. I think the point that maybe you're trying to get at, Chip, is maybe better captured by our question about farm financial performance, because that index rose this month up to 109, up from 91 last month. So people, again, feeling better about the farm's financial situation here at the end of 22 than they had previously when they sat down and did the accounting and looked at their records.
We
asked that same question and said, what do you think's going to happen in 23 versus 22? And when we asked that question, that's where it showed up. That index, computed on a one-month basis, was 18 points lower than the one where we asked about 2022 versus 2021. So I think that tells you, looking ahead, people are concerned about a cost price squeeze. They're concerned about the fact that input prices have not come down. In fact, you know, our estimates, and probably consistent with yours as well, Chip, it's going to cost more to put an acre of corn in the ground this spring than it did last year.
Well,
and people worry about
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think looking ahead, people are concerned about where their farm's going to be in 2023 versus 2022. But there was this recognition that 2022 was a doggone good year.
Yeah. Yeah. And the components behind that performance index rating, the big concerns are, like you just said, the increase in input costs, followed by interest rates, which are higher interest rates, which continues to grow in importance in the survey respondents' mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you look at we only asked that question the first time back in July, and you look at the responses in July and August, and it ranged between, I think, 14 and 17% choosing that as one of their top concerns. These last, 4 months or so, I think we've been in that 22, 23%. If we had to guess going forward into 23, my expectation is the percentage of people choosing rising interest rates as a top concern is going to increase over time. I think people are going to be shocked by the end of 2023 when they see what these operating interest rates turn out to be. We could be looking at operating interest rates between 9 and 10%.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Real quickly, it concerns me that only 13% of the respondents put lower crop and livestock prices, the potential for that as their number one response, because just simply because of where we're at on prices. I mean, it's not that it's not a concern for everybody. It's just not their number one concern, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I think kind of as a longtime commodity analyst, Chip, you kind of focus in on that a little bit more,
maybe
than it, with respect to the risk that's out there. And the risk is, you know, there's a lot of negativity out there potentially, right? Right. Recently, we've been worried about dry weather in Argentina. But boy, we could be looking at a very big crop coming out of Brazil. We could be looking at some pretty weak demand coming out of Asia, particularly China. And who knows what's going to happen with respect to the Black Sea region. So
There's
some definite risk out there, and maybe not everybody's as worried about that as they should be.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff, Jim. It is always fun to have these conversations with you, get a little insight into what producers are thinking. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Thanks, Chip and Davis. See you later.
All right. Jim Mintert, Purdue University, Director of the Center for Commercial Ag. Farmer Forum next.